Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a new study says switching from cigarettes to vaping may not be safe. There's a cure for bad customer service. And the new hit movie, Crazy Rich Asians, may change Hollywood. First up, not every minivan on the market offers the same amount of protection in a crash. That's according to a new test. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety tested three popular minivans, the Chrysler Pacifica, the Honda Odyssey, and the Toyota Sienna. The passenger side's small overlap crash test sends vehicles into a barrier at 40 miles per hour. It's designed to see how the front passenger side corner would hold up in a collision with a car or a stationary object. The Odyssey received the Institute's highest rating, good. The structure of the Pacifica didn't do as well, but had a low risk of injury, so it was rated acceptable. The Sienna got a marginal rating. The crash pushed in the lower structure and the dashboard. Passengers riding shotgun could face injuries to the head, chest, and legs. Both the Odyssey and Pacifica earned the IIHS Top Safety Pick Award. Toyota says it's making upgrades to improve the Sienna's crash performance. The Institute started using the test just last year. It had found many cars offer less protection on the passenger side than the driver's side. The teenage friend who pushed 16-year-old Jordan Holgerson off a bridge has been charged with reckless endangerment. 18-year-old Taylor Smith said, "She wanted to jump and she was scared and she had asked me to give her a push. I thought she'd be fine." Holgerson denied ever asking Smith to push her. And Crazy Rich Asians must be crazy good. The movie brought in $34 million in its first 5 days, making it the first romantic comedy to top the box office in more than 3 years.
Now you really should have told me that you're like the Prince William of Asia.
That's ridiculous. Much more of a Harry.
A feature film hasn't seen that success with an almost entirely Asian cast in 25 years since 1993's Joy Luck Club. And baseball fans weren't expecting this when sister Mary Jo Sobieck threw out the first pitch at the Chicago White Sox game over the weekend. Not only did she open with a trick, but then she nailed the pitch right down the center. Unbelievable. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. Susan, Pepsi has made a big purchase.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. Big acquisition news in the soda world. PepsiCo is acquiring home carbonation drinks maker SodaStream for $3.2 billion. And Pepsi is doubling down on its drink business, which has struggled in North America as consumers are moving away from sugary carbonated drinks. And next time you binge on House of Cards on Netflix, you have to be prepared to sit through a commercial or two. The streaming giant is testing ads for its original content in between TV episodes. And users quickly taking to social media to express their displeasure in this move. But Netflix is promising its subscribers that these ads are skippable. And Springfield's favorite convenience store is coming to life. Yes, that's right. The first ever real-life Quickie Mart featured prominently in The Simpsons opened on Friday in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay, what can people buy at the Quickie Mart?
Yeah, so diehard fans will be thrilled to find Duff non-alcoholic energy drinks, squishies, also Lard Lad donuts, plus, of course, all The Simpsons memorabilia.
Well, sounds like fans will love it. Thanks, Susan. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's an unusual new way to get kids moving.
Well, Kristen, want to get your kids off the couch? How about video games? Sounds counterproductive, I know, but a chain of gyms in Europe are now offering kids dance classes based on the popular game Fortnite. The classes feature a Fortnite-themed soundtrack, and the kids are taught 12 dances inspired by the game. Well, switching from cigarettes to vaping may not be as safe as many people think. In a study, researchers exposed lung cells to either vapor or e-cigarette fluid directly. They found vaping harmed more immune cells and it spiked the production of inflammatory cells and chemicals. And using the exclamation point may be bad for your health. Exclamation point. A report in the Wall Street Journal says it's causing anxiety. When emailing with coworkers or bosses, some people say that they feel anxious when their exclamation points aren't reciprocated. And so people actually spend a lot of time agonizing over what kind of punctuation to use before they hit that send button. The article also argues that our overuse of exclamation points makes them actually less effective. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, I really thought about that before this report. What about you? And that, by the way, was a question mark, not an exclamation point.
You know, I say the more exclamation points, the better. Thanks, Danielle. A woman's trip to the eye doctor revealed a shocking surprise that was 28 years in the making. She went to the doctor because the upper eyelid of her left eye was swollen and painful. A doctor took an MRI to see what the issue was and found a cyst in that area. During the operation, the doctor discovered this inside the cyst, a rigid contact lens that had been perfectly encapsulated by tissue. That's shocking enough, but listen to this. The 42-year-old woman hadn't worn that type of contact for 28 years. Her mother remembered an accident her daughter had when she was playing badminton when she was just 14 years old. The shuttlecock hit her in the eye and she felt some discomfort, but it went away after a few days. So they assumed the contact flew out of her eye and was lost. Well, if you need to remove a contact lens lodged in your eye, here's what some doctors say you should do. Put rewetting drops in your eye and then massage the upper and lower part of your eyelid until it dislodges. Then gently turn your eyelid inside out and look in the mirror for any lens fragments and remove them. After everything is done, rinse your eyes with saline solution. If this process doesn't work, make sure to contact your eye doctor immediately. Cleveland Browns fans are some of the most loyal fans in the NFL, supporting their team even though they've won just one game over the past two seasons. So Anheuser-Busch says it's rewarding their persistence by giving them free Bud Light. But there's a small catch. The Browns have to win a game. 10 bars in the Cleveland area bought these victory fridges. When the Browns' first win of the season becomes official, the magnet that keeps the fridges locked will be turned off and fans will have access to the free beer. And just in case it takes a while for that first win, the bottles in the fridges will be replaced each month. The Browns kick off the season on September 9th against their rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thirsty fans in Cleveland are hoping to celebrate with a nice cold free beer. Well, it's back-to-school season, which can often be very chaotic for families, to say the least. But Parents Magazine editor-in-chief Liz Vaccarello is here with us today to share some of her top hacks to stay organized.
Thanks, Kristen. Back-to-school season means juggling multiple schedules and lots of stuff. I love this tip. Avoid the lids of school supply boxes or toy bin. An open bin says, fill me up. But for that toy that was left on the table or the carpet, designate a clear bin and put the toy in there. That way, when your child needs to get it, he has to do a quick chore to get it back. We call this the uh-oh bin.
That's so smart. What about any suggestions for getting out the door easier?
I have one word, socks. Keep the socks and the shoes together by the front door.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Liz. When you're a kid, birthdays are a big deal. But for kids in the hospital, celebrating can be difficult. Well, one boy didn't let his circumstances get him down. And Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 Houston takes us inside a birthday party that had quite the soundtrack. Hi, Coco.
Hey, Kristen. Meet Ethan, a brave 7-year-old who's fighting leukemia and because of treatment has been spending much of his time in the hospital. So a birthday party came to him. Presents, balloons, and of course, a happy birthday serenade he'll never forget. Ethan's mother says her son still finds time to practice his violin every day, so getting to play with some pros was a pretty awesome gift. The Texas Medical Center Orchestra is made up of doctors, nurses, and medical professionals who were more than happy to share their love of music with a patient. A happy birthday, Ethan, is sure to remember forever. Back to you, Kristen.
You know, I think Ethan has a future in conducting. Thanks, Coco. A new company lets you keep your car's tank full without having to go to the gas station. Yoshi is a Silicon Valley startup that brings the gas to you. When users send a message within a smartphone app, a field technician brings a mobile gas pump to where the car is parked and fills it up. The service will also fill tires with air, change the oil, wash the car, and change the wiper blades. Customers who add those services get a cheaper price on gas. The service costs $20 a month plus the cost of fuel. Yoshi is aimed at busy drivers who see making a stop at the gas station as an inconvenience. The company's founders claim their model will save users an average of $240 on fuel every year. Some safety experts point out that the company's trucks carry tanks of gas as large as 1,000 gallons, presenting a possible safety risk. Yoshi says its equipment is safe and certified by the DOT. The service is currently available in 16 U.S. cities. All right, did you know 78% of all video viewing is now happening on our phones? That's why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a two-pack of SmartStand universal tablet and phone stands at a special 50% discount. These stands are ideal for watching videos or for following recipes while cooking or even video chatting. It's like having an extra set of hands, which I know I need. The stand is compatible with all smartphones and tablets, and there's a slot in the back for easy charging. It's small and folds flat for travel, so you can even carry it in your pocket. The two-pack of SmartStand universal tablet and phone stands retails for $20, but today you can buy them for just 10 bucks. That's a 50% discount. You can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 5 New York, last year, 6-year-old Sean Griffin's parents said he could have a lemonade stand, but under one condition, he'd have to donate the money to a good cause. With his dad being an NYPD sergeant, Sean decided to donate 100% of the proceeds to Answer the Call, a nonprofit that provides financial aid to the families of fallen service members. And those donations have poured in, raising $7,000 in just their first year, and now this year, they're already on track to double it. In our next story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, while most kids their age are worrying about how to spend the rest of their summer vacation, David and Rebecca Lee, Michelle Sung, and Artie Vijay Kumar are working to protect mankind as it explores the final frontier. Competing together in science competitions since the 8th grade, this year's project looks to protect astronauts from cancer-causing cosmic radiation. And by winning the national science contest, Genes in Space, the students' experiment will now be performed by astronauts on the International Space Station. How cool is that? And in our final story from Fox 7 Austin, heading back to school can often be a tough time for low-income kids. So to help, the barbershop Austin's Most Wanted is giving back to their community by giving $5 haircuts to kids in need.
There's a lot of kids growing up, especially myself, I wasn't able to get a haircut all the time, and it was maybe once every 2 months. And it does something to somebody's heart whenever they come in and get a haircut, $5 haircut.
Owner Mike Hernandez says he plans on serving his community as long as he can. Every consumer hates hearing one thing. All of our representatives are currently assisting other callers. Well, now the Washington Post reports that there's a growing movement to ditch customer service calls. 20 million businesses are now taking customer service requests on Facebook Messenger. Apple is working with Lowe's, Marriott, and Wells Fargo to use iMessage. Some new companies are building messaging platforms for businesses to use. Quick is a Montana texting startup that's now used by Office Depot. LivePerson lets customers choose between calling or messaging. They say customer satisfaction is 25% higher when typing, not talking. The move is also a win for companies. Call centers are expensive. Messaging lets workers deal with more than one conversation at a time. And because consumers aren't irritated by hours of hold music, those conversations tend to be more pleasant. The chief executive of LivePerson says, although someone could write, "I hate you," and do it in all caps, it is very different than when somebody is screaming in your ear. Okay, nowadays, it's easy to get so involved in your work that it takes over your life. But new research says that's counterproductive. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, I hear having hobbies is a good thing.
That's right, Kristen. New research suggests that doing things that have nothing to do with your job can improve your work performance. In a recent study, med school students were given arts training lessons at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Afterwards, they showed a lot of improvement in describing works of art, but they were also better at describing medical images of retinal scans and people with various eye diseases. You know, for their jobs. Okay, so what if you don't work in eye care? David Epstein and Malcolm Gladwell write that there are broader implications. They call the power of hobbies the Temin effect, after Nobel laureate Howard Temin. Temin and other Nobel Prize-winning scientists have more hobbies than the average person and the average scientist. And along those lines, a recent study by the HR platform Namely found that high-performing employees take the most vacation time. So get a hobby and take some time off. I'm just happy I've got an excuse to play some Dungeons & Dragons. Kristen?
Yes, exactly. Finding that work-life balance makes you more effective. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Well, you may need another way to decorate your next party. More cities and companies are phasing out plastic straws. Now, some environmentalists are shifting focus to balloons. They're not one of the most common debris found in coastal cleanups, but festive balloons may pose a threat. Marine life can mistake deflated balloons for jellyfish and eat them. Birds can get tangled. And California has blamed metallic ones for over 200 blackouts in the first half of 2018. Concerns are inflated since balloons use helium, a non-renewable resource. Efforts are already underway to better control the flyaway litter, be that stopping releases at promotional events or using weighted ties on individual ones. Clemson, for example, will no longer release 10,000 balloons before football games. And one Rhode Island town took things even further, banning the sale and use of balloons entirely. We'll see if these efforts float with consumers or if it's just hot air. 35% of people don't sleep the necessary 7 hours a night, and that can pose dangers on the road. According to a Governor's Highway Safety Association report, there are 328,000 drowsy driving crashes each year, a third resulting in injury. While commercial vehicle operators and night shift workers were partially responsible, the report found over half of drowsy crashes were caused by drivers under the age of 25. It's a serious issue. 21 hours without sleep mimics the impairment of driving at the legal alcohol limit. So if you're missing exits, drifting, or forgetting the last few miles you've driven, experts suggest you avoid the road between midnight and 7 a.m., as well as mid-afternoon when we're least alert. Drive with a well-rested passenger, take frequent breaks, and don't rely on caffeine. Its effects can be unpredictable. Just two states have drowsy driving laws on the books, and enforcement has proven to be difficult. So among other solutions, the GHSA has called on changes to workplace policies and driver education. Well, here's a sobering statistic. Nearly 40% of the country's food supply is wasted, yet there are 40 million Americans who don't have enough to eat. Maria Rose Belding is trying to do her part to change those numbers. In 2015, Belding and law student Grant Nelson launched an online platform called Means, putting in motion an idea she had to connect businesses with extra food to charities that need it. Belding said, too often, grocery stores and restaurants find themselves throwing out food when there is great need in nearby communities. Means aims to make it easier to donate food than throw it in the dumpster. We're like a bridge that hasn't existed before. In just 3 years, the nonprofit has redistributed more than 1.8 million pounds of food to those in need. And almost as impressive as those numbers is that 22-year-old Belding and her colleagues are running this company while they're still full-time students. Belding admits she hasn't had the typical college experience, but she says knowing she's building something that matters is more important. Okay, forget goat yoga. The next hot fitness trend may see gym goers getting cold. In May, Burn opened its doors in New York City, billing itself as the first cool temperature fitness concept. Burn offers yoga-inspired conditioning, cardio, and high-intensity interval training in a studio as cold as 45 degrees. Our bodies heat during exercise, so working out in hot weather can make it hard to cool down. Lower temps can allow people to focus on performance rather than fighting the heat. Science suggests cool temps may also boost alertness, improve sleep, and burn more calories and fat. It's not just fitness. There's now a larger trend looking to break people out of their comfort zone of 72 degrees. Cryotherapy, ice baths, and fat freezing have become commonplace in curing pain and improving well-being. Burn is now preparing for their first winter season before looking to expand nationwide. Sounds pretty chill. Here's a heartwarming story. It wasn't long before Robert Goodman used all of his paid sick days while undergoing surgery and treatment for colon cancer. Goodman is a public school teacher in Florida who needed 20 more days to finish his chemotherapy. So he humbled himself with a plea on Facebook. Within 4 days, teachers, staff, administrators, and even lunchroom workers gave up their earned days off and transferred 75 sick days to Goodman. Goodman was overwhelmed with the response, but he wasn't surprised because he believes those in the education system are givers. He added, "Students sharing stories of how I positively influenced them was a good reminder of why I chose to teach and why I can't wait to get back." Goodman has taught history at Palm Beach Gardens Community High School for 23 years and was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in April. He's expected to be done with chemo by October and is hoping to start back up at school in January. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Summer weather can make cars so hot, your new groceries could go bad and even make you sick. We'll have tips on how to stay safe. Plus, a scientific study of pants pockets confirms what many women have suspected for years. And a child with a life-threatening health condition gets a kiss from the Pope and a second chance. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.